April 1865. The guns go quiet. 4 million people are legally free for the first time in their lives. And the United States faces a question it has never had to answer. What does freedom actually mean when you have no land, no money, no legal standing, and a country that spent two centuries treating you as property? That question launched a 12-year experiment historians now call Reconstruction, generally dated 1865 to 1877, and the Constitution Center describes it as nothing less than a constitutional second founding. The stakes were that high. The failure was that consequential. Think of the American Constitution as an operating system. By 1865, that system had a catastrophic bug built into its original code. It permitted human slavery. Reconstruction was the patch. Congress pushed through three amendments in rapid succession. The 13th Amendment, ratified in 1865, abolished slavery and involuntary servitude across the United States, with one exception, punishment for a crime after conviction. That carve-out would matter later. The 14th Amendment, ratified in 1868, established national birthright citizenship and prohibited states from denying due process or equal protection to anyone within their jurisdiction. It directly overturned the logic of the Dred Scott decision, which had ruled that Black Americans held no constitutional rights. Then came the 15th Amendment, ratified in 1870, prohibiting the denial of voting rights based on race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Three amendments, 5 years. The legal architecture of a new America, written in ink while the old one still smoldered. Now, the key idea is that law on paper and law in practice are two different things. Congress knew this. On March 3, 1865, the same day the war was still technically ongoing, it created the Bureau of Refugees, Freedmen, and Abandoned Lands, known as the Freedmen's Bureau. Led by Major General Oliver Otis Howard, the Bureau provided food, clothing, shelter, and medical assistance to formerly enslaved people and displaced white Southerners. It supervised labor contracts, trying to build fair economic relationships where none had existed. It helped establish schools, expanding Black education across the South at a scale the region had never seen. For a brief window, African American men voted, held office, and shaped Southern governments. That was real, that was new, and it terrified the people who had built their world on the opposite arrangement. The backlash was immediate and organized. Southern governments passed Black codes almost as soon as the ink dried on emancipation, laws designed to restrict Black movement, labor choices, and civil rights, effectively recreating the conditions of bondage through legal language. When Congress pushed back with the Civil Rights Act of 1866 and the Reconstruction Acts of 1867, dividing the former Confederate states into five military districts and requiring new state governments before readmission, the resistance went underground and then violent. The Ku Klux Klan and similar groups used terror to suppress Black voters and destroy Republican state governments. Congress responded with the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, giving federal authorities more power to enforce the 14th Amendment, but enforcement requires political will. Through the 1870s, that will collapsed. The Freedmen's Bureau, though not formally abolished until 1872, had effectively wound down its core work by December 1868. The disputed presidential election of 1876 was resolved through a political deal. Federal troops withdrew from the South. Reconstruction was over. The second founding had been abandoned before it could take root. The takeaway, Alina, is this. Reconstruction was not a failed experiment. It was a successful one that was deliberately dismantled. The amendments remain in the Constitution. The Equal Protection Clause, the Birthright Citizenship Guarantee, the prohibition on race-based voting restrictions, they are still there. Every major civil rights battle of the 20th century, from school desegregation to the Voting Rights Act, was fought on the legal ground that Reconstruction laid. That is the feedback loop that runs through all of modern American history. Progress gets encoded into law. Backlash tries to hollow it out. The next generation fights to enforce what the previous one wrote. Remember that loop. You will see it again and again as this story moves forward.